Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Because, yes, it was priceless when I got those cleats. I was like, I think I used to sleep with them. Like, oh my God, I can run in cleats.
It's so amazing when the impact that people can make on youth, right? Like it really, I want to say almost creates their life mentality. Like when somebody does good to you at a younger age, it impacts in such a way that it can prevent somebody from taking the wrong turn to the right turn. Like yeah. That's how important it is. And that's why I'm sort of excited that you're focusing on youth specifically, because that's the, I believe, the age demographics that needs it the most at this point. And
yeah. And so for us, mentorship is really, really important for with AYA, being able to not only mentor like the 10 and 12 year olds, but also the high schoolers.
Yeah.
And even after college, which is something that initially we weren't really thinking when we thought of like funding with AI. I was thinking, no, we're gonna do it, you know, once they get to college, why would they need us, right? Because that's what I was thinking. But as I started this, I had a coach from CSUN that came up to me and asked me if I could come and speak to her softball team.
Wow.
And initially I was like, why am I going to go talk to them about, maybe they can mentor the little ones. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But what she told me is that she says that once girls get there to college and they play, they need help to go back to the community. They need help to go back to, you know, work, because these girls, and I can say my daughter is a perfect, you know, example of that. She started playing when she was six, and she's never had an actual job, but softball has been her job. Whether it is putting camps here for whatever, whether it is, you know, she played for the junior national team for Puerto Rico. She played in Cuba. She's done a lot of things. But she's never really gotten paid for it, had an actual job. So the coach said, yeah, these girls now need to go back to like a real community. They need that mentorship. They need to see women in leadership roles so they feel that, hey, I can do that, and that they can help get connected. And she actually gave me an example. She said she had like 20 girls in the team, and I went to talk to them, and she goes, yeah, look, she says, most of these girls have parents that are going to help them transition back to work and get a job for them and all that. But there's a few Latinas out there that their parents, they're the first in college, first ones to go to college.
Yeah, they don't know.
And the parents, you know, clean houses.
Yeah.
How are they going to connect them with who? And she told me, I'm afraid that they're going to get lost, and they're going to come up with a degree, and they're going to be cleaning houses.
They surround themselves with, right?
Exactly.
Ultimately. And it's sadly who you know, and the networking.
Exactly.
Exactly. College.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my next question is, do you, obviously, you know, the World Cup is coming, Olympics is coming to Los Angeles. And guess what? I have news for you. If you haven't heard about it yet, my agency is working with City of LA on launching this new platform called RAMP. Okay, mm-hmm. It's Regional Alliances Foundation for Procurement. And it's basically going to be this platform that's going to be free for nonprofits, for profits to go and seek out opportunities that are related to Olympics and the World Cup.
Wow.
And so I would highly recommend, I'll remind you when it's launched. It's going to be launched on February 18th, but I think the opportunities are going to be probably endless for you to kind of start thinking about that and connect with some of these. I'm not quite sure who you would be connecting with, but my thought is that if Olympics is here, if, you know, World Cup is here, like, it's just, there has to be something that you could be involved in and do, and maybe they can sponsor you to gather people in certain, I don't know, place. I'm not quite sure, but it's just, remember that and reach out to me to remind you in case I don't connect with you. But the purpose of RAMP is that City LA is trying to help small organizations like yourself, mm-hmm. new organizations, as well as even, you know, small businesses that have been around for a long time, but got hurt throughout the pandemic. Mm-hmm. They're trying to stimulate the economy and give back to the businesses here. And it could be grants, it could be just opportunities to do something for them, work with them or whatever, you know, so they might have opportunities that might be targeted to helping training the youth with mm-hmm. sports or whatever. I'm not quite sure, but look into that. I think that awesome. Would be
sounds amazing.
Very helpful.
Yeah. I'd love to.
My other question is, how long did it take for you to get the nonprofit approved?
So, you know, it went pretty fast because I think I had all the necessary paperwork that I needed to. It didn't take long for it to get approved.
Nice. That's awesome. So if you were to give somebody advice who is thinking of starting a nonprofit and trying to figure out the why behind it, what suggestions do you have in terms of, you know, what should they think about before even starting this amazing journey, but yet very challenging journey? Because I think you were one of the very few lucky ones who got someone like Nike to sponsor you, and you're going to use that to go and knock on other doors and say, hey, guess what? Nike's sponsoring us, and you should, right? Because that's all you need at this point. And I literally open up doors for you. But most people don't have that. And I'm just curious to know, what do you suggest in terms of, like, before they even begin their nonprofit, what should they consider?
So one of the things that was really helpful for us when we started this journey with the foundation is that we had to come up with a business plan in a way. We had to make sure that we knew what the goal, the objectives were. Not only that, but also have a clear understanding of our mission and our vision. Because I think... because that really is going to drive you to, it's going to bring you back every time you try to, you might get lost in the face of things, but it's going to, when you go back to your mission and vision, you're just like, okay, this is why I'm here. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I think that being clear with that is really, really important because, you know, again, every time for me, through the pandemic, my husband and I were like, and with my daughter, I don't know where we're going to go. Like right now, things are hard. And for everybody, how are people going to be donating money right now? You know, in a time of this, how are people going to be doing all sorts of things? We went back to that. We went back to our mission and vision. It's like, no, we need to be able to continue that. And so having a clear understanding of that is really, really important.
I think, you know, to your point, having a business plan, the mission and the vision, all of that, I think that's instrumental in not just for nonprofits, but also for profits, you know. And one thing that I've learned, and I always kind of assume that for nonprofits, it works a little bit differently in terms of like, you know, the financials, but I've realized that at the end, it's all the same thing. It's like, your numbers have to be there. Like you need to show proof of concept before you go and seek out more money and funding, because these companies are not going to just give you money when your nonprofit isn't successful, or if they don't see that there is a need for your nonprofit, right? So you have to be financially, I guess, healthy in order to go and get more funding, which to me at first was like, oh, you know, what do you mean healthy? Like if I'm new, how do I even get to that healthy mm-hmm. situation? Right. But then sadly it's like, you just do the numbers, you get people to join the membership, you try to raise money as much as you can, whether it's through fundraising or whatever. And then you just kind of go from there basically.
It's true. And you know, one of the things that, and this is why I tell you about the vision and like vision and the mission is that a lot of times when big organizations want to provide funding, it's not really about the money. Like for them, it's more about how are you carrying that mission and vision? Yeah. Are you really carrying that forward?
Yeah.
Are you doing that what you're supposed? They don't come back and say, oh my God, I gave you an X amount of money. Tell me penny by penny what you spend it on.
No,
it's the product of it. It's the right. testimonials, is the fact that you're out there doing what you say you're going to do, you know? So that's really, really, really important. And yeah, it gets a little bit, you think, oh my God, how am I going to, I didn't even know how we're going to get started. To be honest, we were just like, should we do a membership? Should we do, you know, this? And then we know we needed an audience. And I think that's one of our biggest challenges is trying to, with media, you know, with like social media, it's like, we need to have people hear us. We need to have people see us. Cause if we have two members, what good is it going to do? You know, we need to have more subscribers, more people that come and see us, because then more people are going to get benefit at, you know, from everything as well. So
exactly. Now, what are some of the marketing strategies you've thought about or implemented that you think has been, I mean, obviously you're new, so I'm not expecting a whole list of things, but have you done anything yet that you saw some success with?
Yeah, so we attended, you know, again, we started with softball because that's the part, the section of the area that we know and we feel very comfortable with. So last year, we went to a huge, you know, Colorado event that happens in July. And one of the things that we did and that was very successful is that we created a, we gave away free, we gave away bats.
Nice.
And bats for softball right now, any $400 or $500 each bat. That's how expensive they are. And girls sometimes have two or three bats. So we decided we're going to go to this huge event. My husband put an international challenge together. So it was basically, it was sponsored by AS Well. Because my daughter was able to play at the junior national level for like Puerto Rico. And my husband found, we got my daughter there because he found out how to get her there. Mm-hmm. But a lot of parents, again, don't know how to mm-hmm. do that. So my husband has created this huge softball event. So every year now it's going to happen. It's going to take place in Colorado. It's sponsored by AIA because AIA now pays for some of these international coaches to come out and put camps. And last year was so successful. We had about 50 girls that attended the Americas camp, it's called. And girls from like Panama with the, you know, families from Panama or like, they were able to try out in a way for those to play at the junior national level. And out of those 50 some, I think 14 girls were able to be picked. And now they're playing. They played actually in October in Costa Rica, in, you know, all these places. So Aya brought that in. So we also brought, we created this where we're giving away bats. And so we had a little game. It's like, okay, so tag, you know, three of your friends, tell me, you know, follow us on Instagram. And we had a booth there. We're selling some AM, you know, merchandise. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we gave away five bats.
Ah, that's cool.
And these girls were so excited when they got the bats. It was so incredible. But yeah, that's one of the things that we're trying to do is to get more followers.
Have you dabbled into influencers at all that are, you know?
Yes. So we did. We just haven't, we're working on the strategy on how she will do it, but we did. We actually reached out to a soccer player.
Nice.
And we actually honor her at our event. And so she's basically our influencer. Yeah, influencer, we're calling.
Oh, amazing.
Her.
Amazing. Yeah. So you're at this point, you need ideas as to how you can have her promote you guys.
Yes, we need ideas.
Yeah, that's something I can definitely help you guys with.
Oh my God.
my agency does a lot of influencer marketing, and I used to work for New York Times, and I was the head of the execution department, and that's precisely what we did with very large influencers. We would partner brands and tell the influencers ultimately what to do, how to promote it, and all these things. But I think I'm so passionate about what you're doing that I would love to, you know, give you my expertise, my advice, and help you guys with that. Because I feel like if you can get even if they're not huge influencers, even the micro influencers who are athletes, you know, whether it's softball, tennis, whatever it is, they can relate to that, and it'll be their way to. All they have to do is really promote it, mention it on their stories, on their Instagram accounts, maybe put a shirt on and say, hey guys, go join whatever, or just donate a dollar, you know, something as simple as that. And then you can just start spreading awareness and getting more people to come. And because ultimately you need two things. You need to think of marketing in two different ways. One is you need somebody to create awareness, right? For people like me, mothers, as well as teenage girls, to come to you for help. Mm-hmm. But in order for you to do that, you need the sponsors, you need the people to donate. So there is two strategies here that need to be almost driven at the same time and parallel, but then it's two different strategies.
Yes, exactly what we need. Cause this influencer that we have, we said, promote, but then I'm like, I don't know what to say, what to ask her. So I think that's exactly what you're saying. It sounds like.
I'll definitely reach out to you after the show and give you some pointers. And there's also, you want to have a contract in place, just a simple contract in place for them to sign so that you have the rights, copyrights, to use their imagery on your social media, to use it on your website to promote it, right? Because you want to, influencers can promote you, but then it's amazing when you can brag about the fact that these influencers promoted you.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? Because then if somebody found you through word of mouth, they did not hear about you from influencers, and then they come and they happen to come across their favorite influencer on your website, guess what? They're going to be like, oh my God, I'm in. You know, it's just like an easy sell. So that's another thing but you need to have them sign and give you the authority for you to properly use them on your different social channels, as well as the website. Mm-hmm. Have you thought about doing any webinars, workshops to kind of promote even further?
Yeah, you know, I'm willing to do it. It's just that I at this point, I just don't know where to do it. Like, I know that this came about and I'm like so excited. I'm sharing but I don't have, because I work 60 hours a week. So trying to like, I need to go find, I need somebody to help me find them.
You need more volunteers.
Yeah. The whole thing with Ross came about during Hispanic Heritage Month.
Oh.
They reached out to me because they were somebody knows my story about me being an immigrant to this country, mm-hmm. and what I've done, where I am in this leadership role where I work. And so they were so inspired by my story. They're like, you need to join as a guest speaker.
Yeah.
And so that's how that came about. And so then at the end, they wanted to pay me. And I said, no, just donate to the organization.
I love that.
So that also came about by word of mouth. But I would love to share. I would love to go anywhere and just share my story. So,
well, one of the things that I've been doing, in addition to this radio show and the podcast show that is about to launch soon on iTunes and Spotify, is that I've been doing a lot of pro bono work, helping small businesses, startups, nonprofits with marketing, and really advanced type of marketing, because most of our clients are in the tech space. So we've been really blessed to have a lot of good clients with high budgets and really dabbling into all kinds of types of marketing. And so we've learned a lot. And then now what we're doing is trying to kind of bring that to smaller businesses and teach them how to do it in ways that are affordable and in ways that they could simply do it themselves, you know. And I started putting together all these different courses, short to the point, you know, like 20-minute tutorial that covers how to do webinar marketing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you have a webinar coming up. What do I do? Where do I post my webinar? How do I promote it? Or influencer marketing. How do I get influencers to promote my event or my, you know, nonprofit? So all these things, you know, I realized that there is a need for it. And I basically started putting all these different videos together to be able to help people like you. So I'm excited. I'm going to be sharing a lot of stuff with you to help you get the word out. But I can't believe our time is literally up. Like, we have to end this. I think I need to invite you back on the show.
Anytime.
Oh my God. I really can't believe it. It just flew by. But please remind our listeners again, how can they reach out to you? How can they donate, get involved, volunteer, all of that?
So again, you can find us at asportsfoundation.com, and there you'll find all the information as to how to get a hold of us. You can also follow us on Instagram at AYA Sports Foundation. We're on Twitter as well, so you'll find us everywhere. And it's really exciting. You can follow us, you can become a subscriber, you can, just so you can hear all our news that we send out every so often. So right. Of upcoming events and all that stuff. So yeah, that's the best way to get a hold of us.
Patty, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you.
No, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.